Okay, Rabbi Sai, Afreilich and Purim to everyone. Today's daf is daf Yud, and we are up to the fourth line from the top of the Yud Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Amalei Reish Lakish L'Rabbi Yochanan, L'Levi, the Amar D'I, Namiktani, Lisni HaCholis Li'Avemtoi, L'Chaz V'Kidcha, U'Meis B'Loi Adam, T'Migo D'I, Asura, T'Rosa Nami Asira. As you recall, we had a discussion yesterday where Levi asked Rebbe, why don't we add Anusas Oviv to our Mishnah? And the Gemara had a number of approaches why Rebbe left it out. You'll recall that Rebbe answered with a somewhat of a stern response. And the Gemara wanted to know, why did Rebbe speak like that? And there were a number of potential possibilities back on the Amud Aleph. And at the end of that discussion, Levi said, notwithstanding the fact that Rebbe left only 15 in our Mishnah, in his own collection, in his own Braisa, he added number 16, which was Imoy Anusas Oviv. And as we explained yesterday, and as we had back on Daf Dalit, Anusas Oviv is a machloikis between the Rabbanon and Reb Yehuda, whether a person is allowed to go and live with Anusas Oviv. Let's just remember the case of Anusas Oviv once again. We have Yaakov. And Yaakov went, not the Yaakov Avinu of the Heilige Torah, but Yaakov, who was not such a holy Jew, and he was Ma'anes, a young lady. Let's call her Leah. And Leah gave birth to Reuven, similar to the Torah, except in the Torah, Leah, of course, was Mikudashus. Here we're talking about an Anusa. Yaakov was also married to a second lady. Let's call her Rachel. And Rachel had a son, Binyamin. So I have now two brothers. I have Reuven and Binyamin, who are sons from the same father, but have different mothers. Okay. Vayehi hayom that Yaakov passed away, and he leaves over this Anusas Oviv, meaning the Anusa Leah, not his wife. Anusa didn't leave her over, he just lived with her, violated her, lived with her. Anyway, Leah is there for the taking, so to speak. And Binyamin says, oh, Leah seems to be a very nice lady, and he went and he married her. Nothing wrong with that. It wasn't Ashes Oviv, it was Anusas Oviv. And guess what happened? Eventually, Binyamin passed away, and now Reuven, being the only surviving brother, has an issue. Should I be miyabim this young lady? Uh-oh, this young lady, this happens to be my mother. It happens to be the Anusas Oviv, the one, his mother, biological mother. So that lechoira would be a good case for our Mishnah. The just in case, Binyamin, not only did he marry the Anusas Oviv, he also had one or two other wives, and he passed away. So just like Reuven could not go and live with his mother, obviously, so he'd be parted from the Tzaris as well. So he should have case number 16. That was what the Gemara discussed yesterday at some length. And why did Levi include it? Why didn't Rebbe include it? Because Rebbe says, it's a machloikis. I don't want to get involved in machloikis. What's the machloikis? Because according to Rebbe Yehuda, in fact, there is no such case. Why is there no such case? Because Binyamin has no right to go and marry Anusas Oviv, even though it's not Ashes Oviv, but we have a double pasuk which we quoted back on Daf Talid, just like person not to take Ashes Oviv, v'lo yigale Kanaf Oviv. And if Kanaf Oviv means Anusa, how do we know it means Anusa? Because
the Jewish rules.
That's by the Shemeres Yavam. What we know from that parasha is because right before that it talks about oinus, you have to go and pay 50 shkolim to the father, and right after that it says gichach ishes ishes ov liyigal kanaf aviv. So we have, what's this? If you're looking for coffee downstairs.
Coffee downstairs.
Yes, yes.
And milk in the refrigerator.
Milk in the refrigerator. Kindly close the door behind you. Thank you very much, Professor Afreilich and Peter. So, getting back to what we were discussing, so Anusas Oviv, according to Rebbe Yehuda, who throughout Kol HaTorah Kula doesn't darshan smuchen, but he does darshan smuchen in Dvarim, that's what we learned back on Daf Talit. He says, just like that, it's talking about oinus, this is about oinus, Kanaf Oviv is referring to oinus, the Rabbanim disagree, and they say it's so much Shemeres Yovim, and that's the rai that you're bringing from Rus, the Zata Kanafecha, Al Amasecha, like it says by Boyez and Rus. Yeah, Good.
No, the rapper of Rus is what? Sorry.
It says there in Rus that the word kanaf, kanafach, is referring to a case of yibam.
Uh-huh.
And that was the raya that the Rishash brings it in Daf Tavid, that when the Gemara says, when it said in the Pasuk, le'igal kanaf of it, and the Rabbanan said it's referring to Shemeres Yavam, is because being the gala knaf is a term which is used in Rus.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Excuse me one second. It's seen we're in the middle of a shir.
Okay, Stanik, nothing.
Good param b'tzion.
Kol to v'tzlocha. Be well. Bye-bye. Anyway, getting back to where we were, Rabbi Sai. So, according to Behuda, a person is not allowed to marry Anusas Oviv, because it says we're gala knaf Oviv. So, according to Rebbe, you couldn't even have this case in the Mishnah, because we don't want, oh, that's what we'll talk about in a moment. So now we have a situation where the Lo Yigale Kanaf Oviv, that the Pasuk tells you it's Osir to go and marry Anusas Oviv. And since we don't want to talk about an Isur, if Binyamin were to go and marry Anusas Oviv, it would only be a Chiyuve Lavin. It would not be a Chiyuv Kares. That's the top Rashi here on the Omid. Kedushin Toivsim Bov, Achiller of Yehuda, HaKedushin Toivsim, Chiyuv Lavin, etc. So it would be a... See, it's just a Chiyuv Lavin. Fine. So now, Rebbe left it out of his Mishnah. Levi included it in his Braisa. How did Levi include in his Braisa? Levi says, even if we go according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Osir, but the E of it, if he were to do that, if Binyamin is a bad guy, he's a shtickle Russia, and he goes and marries the Anusas of it, which he's not allowed to. But if he does, what did the Gemara call that yesterday? The E Ovar Vinosif. If he went and married her, then we would have such a case. That what? That subsequently when Binyamin dies, leaves over the Anusas Aviv of Reuven, leaves over another woman. That's what it says in our Mishnah, and that's what the Gemara says here at the top of the Amud, that Hoise Imoi Anusas Aviv, Venisis Liochiv Me Aviv, the Anusas Aviv of Reuven was married to Binyamin, Umeis and Binyamin dies, Zui Imoi Shepaiteris Tzerasa, this is a case where the mother of Reuven would pater any other wife married to Binyamin. It would pater the Tzara. The Aval Bisha Shana Chacham Mishnah saying Chamesh Esrei, even though Mishnah only says 15. Yesh Lanu says Levi, I can be Moisif Shesh Esrei one more. Kigayin Zer. Okay, that was the end of yesterday's Gemara. So Reish Lakish now asks Rabbi Yochanan, LeLevi, the Omar, the E means the E. That in the case of Bidiyevid, if Binyamin were to marry, he shouldn't have, but if Binyamin were to go and marry Anusas Aviv, the Inami Katani were bringing in Bidiyevid cases, is listening Acholisli Eventa Vechazavikincha. Let's bring in another Bidiyevid case. What would be this other Bidiyevid case? As we know, when a woman falls for Yibam, the brothers, multiple brothers, all have a shot at either doing Yibam or Chalitza. Ultimately, only one does it. You start with the Bechor, but if he's not interested, you go to the second, third, and so on and so forth. So what happens if one of them decided, and in fact, gave Chalitza to Yibam? Okay, now she's Mutal Shuk, she can go marry anybody she wants. And guess what happens? Bechor of the Kitcha, and that very fellow that gave her Chalitza, for some reason, had a change of heart, and said, you know what, I want to be Mekadisher after all. I mean, he could have been Miyabim, but at the time that he gave Chalitza, apparently he was angry at her or whatever. And then a day later, a month later, a year later, he said, you know what, she's such a wonderful woman, I should have been and he went and was Mekadisher. Yeah, what he did was wrong. What is he over on?
Well, I think it'd be Eishasach, because once you got...
We'll talk about Eishasach in a moment. But in the meantime, what's wrong is, he's over on the Isser of Kivin Shleibana Shuv Lo Yivne. Where does it say that, Pasuk? It's Moiridik Mendi that we're learning this Pasuk today on Purim, because we said in the laning today, Kacha Yosel Ish.
Right.
Asher HaMelech HaFeitz B'Karoi. In Parshas Kiseitze, when we talk about this Lo'yivne, Koch Yosel Le'ish Asher Lo'yivne Ez Beis Achiv. That's when the wife, not the wife, the Yevama says to the Bezin, and says, This fella doesn't want to be miyabim me. Me'ein yivami lahakim la'achiv shem b'yisrael li'ovayab me. And then the pasuk continues on. Kochi yosel ish asher lo yivne es beis achit. Based on that pasuk, says the Gemara, kivish le'bana shuv lo yivne. If you weren't boina the first time, you now let it be boina after that. So therefore, if and when the same one that was cholate afterwards is mekadish, he's over an isra lav of kivish le'bana shuv lo yivne. Fine, he was over lav. Now what happens? He had another wife or two, and he ultimately passed away. Now what about the remaining brothers who are here on the scene? Do they have a din of Yibum or Chalitza? After all, this woman already lost her first husband. The second, at that time, she fell the Yibum to all of them. One of the brothers gave her chalitza, so now that Zika went away, and now because the kid married her again, in other words, he married, now she has her second husband, he only married one time, yeah. Anyway, because of the kid, and this brother also had other wives, Mason, now he died the Leibonim. So now the question is, does she fall the Yibam a second time to the surviving brothers? Do they give chalitza? Do they do the Yibam? Do they potter? Vuzak dir?
It'll be Eishasach now.
It'll be Eishasach. Well, it's Eishasach she'ein lo bana.
But
how's the makamitzvah? The brother?
No, because once you gave chalitza, yeah. then
was the Kedushin Tov based on the second brother?
Apparently it was. Which is,
okay, so now the second brother died without children.
Right.
But so now it's similar to the case of the Achav Shel Hayav Olam. What identity does this woman have? Does she have the identity of the cholitz of the first brother, or is she the surviving yavama from the second brother?
What happened if you give a woman chalitza and then one of the brothers lives with her? What would he be over?
In 3 months, it's going to come up.
No, but he would be over, I assume. It's just on his recourse.
So I might be sure it's pressed for time.
No, it's fine. I'm glad that you're having this heated discussion, because whatever you're going to say, it's clear that the brothers may not go and marry her. The question is, what is the Isser? Is it an Isser Kares, or is it just an Isser Lav? And in fact, as we're going to see in a moment in the Gemara, this is a machloikis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And in fact, let's skip ahead to that machloikis, and we're going to come back. It's here on the Amid Beit. It's almost halfway down the Amid, where the Gemara begins, Itmar. You see, the next line is an asterisk, Amar Reish Lakish. Go to the previous line, Itmar. Hachlinitz Livemte. A person gives a chalitza to his own Yivama. That's fine. Because Vikitcha, that's not fine. Now he was over on the Isser of Shuv Lo Yivne. What's the din now vis-a-vis the other brothers if and when this cholate passes away? Amar Reish Lakish. Who ain chayiv ala chalutza kares? He is not chayiv by marrying this chalutza kares. Why is Michaev kares? Because you just have the Isser Lav of Shuv Lo Yivne. However, Achen, the surviving brothers, if and when, and even if he's alive, if they were to go and marry her, they have no right to go and marry her. Why don't they have a right to marry her? They still have the Isser Eishes Ach from the first marriage. As we're going to see in a moment, the way Reish Lakish explains his view, what he says is, yes, there was a temporary period of time after the first husband passed away that every one of the brothers had a free pass. If they wanted to, they could go and be miyabimer. They could. However, after chalitza was done by one of the brothers, then that window of opportunity was closed, and now they go back to the original isser that was there when the first husband was married to her. Because after all Isser Aroyis continue on forever, even though the husband passes away, with the exception of the Isha L'Chois L'Sikach, because there it says B'chayeha. So if one of the sisters passes away, then you can go marry the other sister. But otherwise, all Isurim remain. So therefore, when we have our situation over here, where Reuven went and passed away, he left over his wife, one of the brothers made a chalitza, fine, all the other, as soon as the chalitza took place, the Isser Eishes Ach that was there originally as Eishes Reuven comes back. It's like Chos V'Neyar on all of the brothers according to Reish Lakish, and so therefore all of them would be Chayim Ala Chalutza Karis. Were they to go and marry her after the chalitza, or for that matter, if they want to be meyabim her now, post Shimon's chalitza, Shimon's kiddushin, and Shimon's passing away, were they now to go and say, I want to be meyabim? They can't. That's an issachares. That's vis-a-vis the...
Mrs. Ruvain, former Mrs. Ruvain.
Correct. Al hatzara bein hu uveinu achim chayovin al hatzara kares. Now, when you're talking about the tzara means Ishis Reuven. Reuven had two wives, so the chalutza vis-a-vis the choleit is only an iser lav according to Reish Lakish. The shuvle yifne lav, but the tzara that he was not miyabim, he was not choleit, then she remains with the old iser Ishis ach of Reuven of being the Ishis Reuven. Bein hu bein achim, then even he himself, the one that gave the chalitza, he would also be chayiv. Bein hi bein achim, chayov ben al hatzara kares. That's Rish Lakish. We're going to explain Rish Lakish in another moment. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no. Bein hu or bein achim, einen chayov ben loy al chalutza kares, v'loy al hatzara kares. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's all an islav for everybody. Both he himself, that he married her, that's of course the lo yivne. But guess what? That lo yivne applies equally to all of the other brothers. Kibish leibana shivla yivne, as we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the brother that gave chalitza was like the representative, like the Gemara called him the shliach, on behalf of all of them, even though they didn't appoint him a shliach, but they are deemed to be the mishalchim, and he's their shliach. So just like vis-a-vis him, the old Isser Eishesach went away. It's only an Isser now of Kibin Shleibana Shuv Leivna. Vis-a-vis all of them, the same thing applies. Kibin Shleibana Shuv Leivna. And the same thing applies not only to this woman, but the same thing applies to the tzara. Since the woman, the chalutza, she was also the shliach on behalf of all of her other co-wives. There might have been 5 or 10 wives in the harem, if you will. And therefore she represented all of them. And therefore, just like Kibin Shleibana Shuvah Yivna applies to her, same thing would apply to all the others. Now, going back to Reish Lakish, remember Reish Lakish says that there is Kares all around, with the exception of the Choleitz himself, vis-a-vis the Chalutza herself. There's an Issa of Shuvla Yivna, but everybody else, all other brothers and all other tzarais, even vis-a-vis the cholet, all the other tzarais, there's a din of kares. Maitam Reish Lakish Amakra, Ashele Yivna, Kimishle Bana Shuvla Yivna. That's a pasuk that we just quoted. Ihu hu de Kareb Lo Yivna. He was the Lo Yivna guy, because he didn't go and do a yibam, he did a chalitza. Aval Echov, Kirikaimi Kaimi. They remain the same status that they were all along. What was that status all along? Eishes ach. It was a 5-minute window of opportunity, or a day, or a month, or a year window of opportunity that they could have been minyamin. They didn't seize the moment. So now, after the chalitza took place, they revert to the original din of eishes ach. Valodida hu dekoy b'lo yivne. It's only the chalutza herself. Hatzara kire kaimi kaimi. And therefore, according to Reish Lakish, it's kares all around, with the exception of the chalitz himself. Rabbi Yochanan, meikam midi de meikare iboy haicholitz viboy haicholitz viboy lehaicholitz viboy lehaicholitz. Meaning iboy haicholitz, it means Lady Yehudi Yisachar Zvulun. Any of the brothers could have been chalitz, as well as we could have been chalitz to any of the women, not only the former Eishes Reuven, who's now the former Eishes Shimon, but also any of the other former wives of Reuven and Shimon, all the other tzaris. So iboy haicholitz be haicholitz, iboy lehaicholitz be boy lehaicholitz, v'hashekoy alo bekares. How could that be? During that window of opportunity, everybody could marry freely to her or to any of the others, and guess what? Now that they didn't take the opportunity, boom, becomes kares. Is that logical? Rather, says Rabbi Yochanan, El Iush Lichusa di Achim Kovid, when he went and gave his chalitza, he was just representing everybody else. It's as if everybody else also gave chalitza. So now, if they want to go marry, each one of them has on them the Kimish Leibana Shuvle in there. Yes, while Ihi, as far as she is concerned, Shlichusa the Tzarekov, that she just represented all of the Tzarekovs. So it's as if any one of the Tzarekovs was the subject of the chalitza, and therefore that chalitza took away the original Eishes Ach Isser, and therefore it's only an Isser of Alav of this kibush leibana shul vayivna, and Rashi also points out that worse than to, were they to marry more than one, then you'd have the bayis echad om rachmona v'leshnei batim. But again, these are isuri lab; these are not isurim of kars. So we have this machlokes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We'll stop over here and go back to where we started off from, and with this, the Gemara's shakta v'tari will be that much clearer. Getting back to the fourth line, Omli Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan l'Levi the Omer the E Nami Katani. We bring in even b'diyevet situations like the case of Anusas Aviv. List the Achleves of Demtay v'Chazav Kitcher u'Meis b'Loi Bonim. This rascal Shimon that gave a chalitza, that was fine, but after that to go mi mekadosher, he's even Isser Lav. Okay. It's allowed, but the kedushin is toifus. And now he dies. Now, what happens? Says Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, that is, are any of the remaining brothers allowed to go and be miyabem this lady, the chalutza who was married by Shimon and now became again an almana, again a yevama? Are any of them allowed to go and be miyabem her? So Reish Lakish l'shitase hold. Karis, and therefore it becomes like an erva, if you will, and just like an erva, there's no din of karis.
And so, pat is all the tzaras.
Pat is all the tzaras. The migud ii asura tzarasa nami asira. So therefore, this would be an excellent case number 17, according to Levi. This very interesting case of chayitzi because of the kitcha umeiz vloibanim, that all of the other brothers have now a erva on their hands, this former chalutza of theirs or of their brother, that would they not let him marry her, and then not let him marry the tzara. Shoy, add that as case number 17. Amalei says now, Rabbi Yochanan, back to Reish Lakish, lefisha eina b'tzaras tzara. I'll tell you the reason why it's not mentioned, because in our Mishnah it says not only poitzes tzara sein, but also says tzara sein. The case of tzara sein is only a situation where just one of the brothers cannot do the yimul chalitza, another brother can, and then subsequently that brother passes away, and then you have weiter more tzara. Uh-huh. So, in other words, let's case, talk about the case of Bitoy that we had in our Mishnah. Right? You had the Reuven's daughter married Shimon, was totally without, you don't have to talk about Anusa, just a normal case. Reuven's daughter married Shimon. Shimon was the uncle, so nice niece, he married her, fine. Shimon passed away. Now the daughter falls liyibam to Reuven. Now Shimon had, by the way, another three or four or five wives besides this daughter. Okay. Can Reuven be miyabim his own daughter?
No.
Of course not. Can he be miyabim any of the other tzara?
No.
Of course not. But there are another, but Reuven and Shimon, Baruch Hashem, have another 10 brothers, right? Levi, Yehud, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, got plenty of other brothers. Can any of those other brothers go and be miyabim the daughter of Reuven? Sure. Why not?
Just like Shimon married her, Levi and Yehud can marry her.
As well as any of the other tzaras. Yes. So what happens if Levi and Yehud attack and they decide, you know what, we're going to go and marry, we don't want to go marry our niece. Well, fine, let her marry somebody else. We're going to go marry one of the tzaras, which is fine. And then what happens if Levi Yehuda pass away, and now they ask Reuven, do you want to go and be miyabim? I can't go and be miyabim the tzara. The tzara is still the tzara before.
Yeah.
Can he be miyabim any of the new tzaras, that is, Levi or Yehuda's other wives? That's the tzaras tzara,
right,
that you have a new tzara coming on the scene. Can't marry any of those either. And then if that tzara is nisyabim to somebody else, another tzara, like we learned in our first
Mishnah.
So now, getting back to our case, that's only because the daughter was only a daughter of Reuven. Since it's a daughter of Reuven, then vis-a-vis him, he cannot go be miyabim. The other brothers can be miyabim. And then if another brother is miyabim, the daughter of Reuven, and then afterwards that person dies, they have new tzaras and tzaras tzaras, right? So not the miyabim, the daughter of Reuven, the tzara of the daughter of Reuven, and then now that other brother dies, he has now the tzara tzara. In our case over here, it's impossible to have a tzara tzara. Why not? Because once one of the brothers gives a chalitza, then it becomes osur, according to Reish Lakish, kares on all of the brothers. None of the brothers have the right to go and be miyabim, either her or any of the tzaras. So it be the tzaras are going to stop over here. You won't have tzaras, because vis-a-vis all of them, it's like it's the bas of each one of them. Of course, a bas of each one of them, it's impossible. But over here, it's in mamish a case of an erva to all of them. The fact that the first one gave chalitza, then that makes it also be Issacharis to all 12 brothers, so none of them can go and marry, so there'll never be a Tzoris situation. That's what Rabbi Yochanan and Sird to Reish Lakish. Frank Timura, why do you have to give him such an answer? Valei Malay, Reish Lakish should go and say, what are you talking about, Reish Lakish? It's not an Issacharis, it's Chayav Lavin he. V'chayav Lavin b'nei Chalitza v'yivam ninu. And in fact, in this case where you have someone who's gives a chalitza, and after that was mekadish that chalitza, and afterwards died, in fact, the remaining wife, that wife and all tzaris, fall liyibim v'chalitza to all the other brothers. They won't be able to go and do a yibim, but they'll be able to go and do a chalitza. The reason why they can't do a yibim, we'll see mechem on the Amid Aleph. But in the meantime, they can all do chalitza. They take mechuyev. So it's not like Reish Lakish is learning that she's asura to all of the other brothers, and therefore, let's go and write in the Mishnah case number 17 that this case of chalutza v'chozer v'kidcha becomes like an erva, and not only is she potter, but the tzoris are potter. They're not potter. The other brothers have a chiev of doing chalitza.
Because the 15 women in our Mishnah don't even require chalitza, they're so asur.
Exactly. They're potter mina chalitza mina, even like the Mishnah started off. So that would be a much easier tariffs. You're going to go and say, I don't understand your kasha. We're not talking about B'nai Karis. The whole thing over here is out lavin, lavin, lavin. Everything Gemara, the Devor of Ka'amalei, Avada, Rabbi Yochanan could have answered. But what he meant to say was, or this is part of his whole answer, Lididi, the kasha doesn't even start. And therefore, they should be chaylet. They shouldn't be miyabim. The reason why they shouldn't be miyabim is very simple. Because if they're going to be miyabim, then they're going to be over on the iser of kivin shlei bana shivla yivne. So we don't want to encourage people to be over on lavin, even though it's only a lav, and not karis. Aba lav is a lav is a lav. So they shouldn't do it. But chalitza they can do, and they should do, and they're mechuyev to. That's why it's not a case for our Mishnah or for Levi. Elidoch, according to you, the reason is why it's not listed in our Mishnah or listed in Levi's compendium of his 16 and now add number 17, because you can only have a Tzara Tzara if the Erva that is Potter and Potter's a Tzara is only vis-a-vis one of the brothers, like a Bita, like a Chamoisai. However, that wouldn't apply to all the other brothers, because as far as they're concerned, it's not their Bita, it's not a right. That's why you can have a Tzara Tzara. But in our case of Chalitza then to Chalitza Kidcha, she becomes also to everybody. Amarish Lokish. Oh, that's okay. We're up to Itmar now. Okay, so we already learned Itmar, and now we're going to skip down back to where we left off to Eisvei. Eisvei is about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amt. And it's a very simple Gemara, because Rabbi Yochanan has located a Braisa which is Lechoyle just like himself. As we'll see, however, the Reisha is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, and the safe is going to be a raya to Reish Lakish. What is Rabbi Yochanan hold?
It's a double-edged raya.
Exactly. What is Rabbi Yochanan? Remember, Rabbi Yochanan holds, starts the braisa. Eser, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Achoyvis liyavemtei. V'chozer v'kitcha. Our case. Umeis, and the guy died. So now, what would Reish Lakish say? What did Lakish say? Potter mena yim, potter mena chalitza, karis, karis, potter and her, potter and letaris. What does the braisa say? Tzricha chalitza mena achin. Oh! That's just like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said it's only isuri lav. It's not an isur lav sheyesh po yikareis. So since the kedushin was toifis, and now the other brothers, they shouldn't be mekadish. They don't want to be over the isur of shuvla yivna. Mm-hmm. However, they can give me chaylitz. There's no isur kares over here. So that's what the braisa says. Tzuricha litzim and achim, says Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Pishlam le didi da minach ayav ilav eninu. Hayne tzuricha litzim and achim. El didoch amay tzuricha litzim and achim. You shouldn't need chalitza. Chayef koris is potter like the other 15 cases of our Mishnah. B'chayra, a very strong kasha. V'li taimech. So now Reish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan. Man tayre shvuga Rabbi Yochanan. Eim a seifa. Did you forget the seifa? Omad echem in a achem v'kitcha. Now Rashi says that it could be talking about two cases. For instance, not that the first brother was Mekadish. The first brother gave Chalitza. And another brother, for instance, was Mekadisher. Ein lo olav klum. What means Ein lo olav klum? That Kedushin is not Toifis. Look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Ein lo olaf klum de ein kiddushin toifsin loy ba. Vein etzricha mena get. You know why? De ein kiddushin toifsin b'chayove krisis. This is a kare situation. And so therefore, any one of the brothers, including the first one that was Cholet, or any of the others, if they were to go and give another, let's not talk about that one. All the others were Mekadesh. If any one of the others is Mekadesh, it's all an Issachar. It's like I say, Reish Lakish. And therefore, the Kedushin is not Toifis. Ein la'olav klum. Now, says Reish Lakish back to Rabbi Yochanan, v'chayav la'vininu, like you keep on saying, am I ein la'olav klum? It's an effective marriage. Right. It's enforceable. Avad the oyver nisalav, but it's an enforceable marriage. It's valid. Azay freit Reish Lakish. So you see, you have a raya from the Reisha to Rabbi Yochanan, a kasha and a raya from the Sefer to Reish Lakish. Omer Rav Sheshi says, no, Nishka fairly. It's really going according to Rabbi Yochanan, and it's really chayove lavin when it says in the Sefer Omad Echman Achme Kidsha that it's not. Toifis the kiddushin, seif asal lerav Akiva. The Amr in kiddushin toifis b'chayav elavin. He holds that all chayav elavin is just like chayav ekaris. It's not kiddushin toifis, and that's why it says ein lo olav klum. No, sounds like a good teretz, but the Gemara says the listening the divrei Rav Akiva ein lo olav klum. Since we're changing maniyama, after all the Tanakama is clear like the Rabbana. You want to change that to Rav Akiva? Zot, according to Rav Akiva. Yeah, so don't mark it. This teretz is a shemeret teretz. But instead, the Gemara is going to give two other terutzim, which are pretty straightforward. We're going to get down to the halfway down the
aisle. It's fine.
Don't be nervous.
I'm not nervous.
I know. I didn't say you were. Said the Gemara. Rav Ashi Sovalok Reish Lakish. Umetaritz Lok Reb Shimon. Ravina Sovalok Reb Yoichanan Umetaritz Kirabana. So both Rav Ashi and Ravina came up with beautiful terutzim to say that the Reish and the Sefer Shtim. And one says it goes according to Reish Lakish, the other says according to Rabbi Yochanan. So let's start again. Rav Ashi Sova Lok Reish Lakish. Umetaris Lok Reb Shimon. Now remember, the first part of the Braisa was strong Araya too. Rabbi Yochanan, Shver on Reish Lakish. So how does Reish Lakish going to go and say that you should go and do Chalitza? According to Mitzvah Issachar.
No Chalitza needed.
Exactly. So after Yimura, Achoy B'Sivam, Tivachos V'Kitcha, we're starting the Braisa again. He gave Chalitza and he was Mekadesh. Tzricha Chalitza Men Achen. Which Achen are we talking about? No, we in the Brabaradis. Man Achen Hayiloidim. These are Achen which are born subsequently. What means subsequently? These are born after, not only after Reuven, the original husband, passed away, not only after Shimon already gave her a chalitza, after Shimon already was mikadesher, subsequent to that, Mazel Tov, Levi is born, a brand new Achan Hayulaitim. Okay, was Levi involved with the kiddushin of Reuven?
No,
I never even. Not only that, I wasn't even there, says Levi, at the time of the zik of Reuven, when Reuven is upsashtikol nochatips in the picture. When I came on the scene, Shimon was the one that was in charge. He had already given chalitzas, so the zik had gone puff, and he was the new husband, and so therefore, as far as I'm concerned, Shimon is my brother. I never had anything to do with Reuven. Who says this svara? That's Reb Shimon. That being the case, says Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, says Reish Lakish, now in the Reisha, if one of those new brothers that was never on the scene together with the original Reuven, he says, vis-a-vis me, he was never my Ach, and therefore this lady was never an Isser to me of Eishes Ach, because the Eishes Ach Isser ended when Shimon gave
chalitza.
The chalitza, right. And even though it will still apply to the other brothers who were alive at that time, because they had the Eishes Ach from Reuven when Reuven was alive, but since I was only born, says Levi, after Reuven died, and even after Shimon, no, I had to be with concurrent with Shimon, I'm sorry, but after Shimon gave chalitza, and after Shimon gave kedushin, Levi comes on the scene, he's born by the mommy of all these kids, so now he says, as far as I'm concerned, Reuven was an Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoyim Ba'olam, and therefore it's not on my radar screen. It's as if when I was born,
there's no Issacharis attaching to Levi in this case.
There's no Issacharis stemming from Reuven, which would attach exactly.
On behalf of Rabbi Vohan,
thank you.
And on behalf of Rabbi Vohan,
Freilich and Purim.
Thank you, man. Thank you. This is a case we had a few days ago where the question is, does the woman...
Please close the door. Yes, correct.
Does the woman have the identity of the Eshnach of the first brother or the Eshnach of the second brother?
Exactly. So according to Reuven, she no longer has the identity of Eshes Reuven vis-a-vis Levi. Right. And so therefore Levi can go and be Miyabim her, or be Choylitz. He shouldn't be Miyabim, but he can be Choylitz. And that's what the first part of the Brayt says. Which Achen? The Achen Hayiloidim, those new guys that come on the scene that weren't there before. And therefore, vis-a-vis them, it was never an Eishes Ach, so they have a chiyuv to go and be choylet. Now you're going to go and say, l'choyre they can even be miyabim. Right. So that's the second toises from the top. Toises says, l'choyre I should say, tzricha chilitzim an achen, even misyabemes, no misyabemes eina, miyachad asira lebala, because the Shimon was not allowed to go and marry his chalutza because of the issue of shuvla yivne. The hashem mutterla asura madach to Shimon. That there was that window of opportunity that she was mutter. She became asur because of the chalitza. But asurla, the one that was asur all along, meaning Levi that never was able to go and marry this Eishes Shimon until now because it was his Eishes Ach, it was the wife of Shimon. That she, he does not have a heter now to go and marry her, and so therefore you only have chalitza and not yibam. Where does Tosis take that svara from? Mir Hashem will see tomorrow on the Amud Bey. Amud Bey, the Gemara gives that svara. But the point is that's why, according to Rav Ashi, the Mishnah, the Brisa can shtim like Reish Lakish. The beginning of the Brisa that suggests that a brother can go and be choylet. How can a brother be choylet after all? It's Issachar is. We're talking about a brand new brother that just came on the scene. Acher
Ayeloidim. Example of Rav Shimon.
Kiman ki Rav Shimon. And now the Sefer, where it says that it's Issachar is, which we know stims very nicely with Reish Lakish. Amr Echman Han Noiladim the Kitcher. Not Yeloidim, the newly ones, but Noiladim, an older brother that was there from before, and so therefore he doesn't have the excuse, I had nothing to do with Reuven. He has the Isser Eishes Ach of Kores on him. The Kitcher, Ein La'olav Klum, that Kedushin is not Toifis because it's an Isser Kores. A brother that was there the time that Reuven was alive, it's his real Eishes Ach, even though there was Chalitza, but as, remember, Reish Lakish says, with the Isser continues vis-a-vis all the other brothers, Isser Kores.
He sends a Zika, but the old Isser resurfaces.
Of Eishes Ach resurfaces, and therefore, that's why the Kedushin is not Toifis because it's an Isser Kores. Kemat, Reish Lakish. So that works out very nicely. Ravina Savalok Rabbi Yochanan Umetaris La Liba De Rabbanon. How? We start again the Brisa. Achilas Yevem De Bechaz Vekitcha Tzricha Chalitza Min Achin. That is the classic Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kiman Achin Achin Hanoi Lodim. All of the brothers that were there throughout the time. There's not only an Isser Lav. There's no an Isser no Isser Kares. So therefore they can go and do Chalitza. Kiman Rabbi Yochanan. That's fine. But what about the Sefer of the Brisa that says that Ein Toifes Ein La Olav Klum, which sounds like an Issa Kares? Says Yimara, Amad Echa Min Ha Yiloidim, the brand new boys came on the scene, the Kitcher, and they were Mekadish, this woman that had a Chalitza from Shimon. Did they have a right to go and be Mekadish her? After all, it's an Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoi Ba'olam. He was born post Chalitza, and therefore had no Shaychus to Reuven, but I would like the Rabbanan. I'm not going according to Reb Shimon. As far as the Rabbanan concerned, at any time that the child is born, makes no difference. Yozi, Kanishnik, the earlier brother, makes no difference. It's always an Eishes Ach, Shloi, Hoye, Boilam. So therefore, vis-a-vis the Yiloidim, if they were to go and be Mekadish now, the former wife of Reuven, which to them is an Issacharis of Eishes Ach, Shloi, Hoye, Boilam, Eilu Olav Klum, it would not be Typhus because it's an Issacharis. Not the Issacharis because of the Chalitza that took place. The Issacharis is from the original Zika that they had to Reuven, which that Zika was never removed vis-a-vis them. It was only removed vis-a-vis
Shimon and the other brothers who were alive at that time.
Exactly, because even though you say that he was a Shliach on behalf of everybody, he was only a Shliach on behalf of
people
are
in the world.
Exactly, somebody that wasn't the Ba'olam, he can't be a Shliach.
He can't be a Shliach.
Exactly right. So therefore, that being the case, that's why all of the Yiloidim in the Sefer, if they were to go and now marry, attempt to marry that Chalutza, it won't work.
It'd be an Isser Kares.
Isser Kares.
No Kedushin.
Keman, not like Reb Shimon, but Kirabanan. So therefore, we have to end for the price of both the Kuntra B'Yoy, Reish Lakish, and the Kuntra B'Yoy Chanan. We're going to continue from Itmar, Mi'at Hashem.